Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, there's a big story out about stem cell research, and once again, a clinical advantage brought to real-life patients, human beings, from adult stem cells, and whereas still, embryonic stem cells are causing so much danger, harm, tumors. And there's a reason for that, which we here at Bob Enyart Live, a Christian pro-life talk show where we look at the moral issues and the scientific issues. Our work on personhood, our work defending the Creator God, these things help equip us to understand life, to understand the world around us. And so this is yet another astounding study. And here, I'll tell you what's happened, and then we could talk about the implications. Heart disease. Once somebody has a heart attack and your heart, part of your heart muscle is damaged, heretofore it has been believed, it was once thought that this was permanent damage, that your heart muscle could never be restored. Now we have just the very beginning of advances that are changing the outlook. This study done by researchers from Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles and Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, they took 25 heart attack patients and they gave 17 of them stem cell treatment. And these are not embryonic stem cells. If they took cells from embryos that were killed in an abortion at an abortionist, overwhelmingly, those stem cells produce tumors. And there's reasons for that that we can talk about in a moment. But even if it were true that if you killed one baby, you could cure every disease in the world, it would be wrong to kill that baby. Because God said, do not kill the innocent. And as soon as you think you have a good reason to intentionally kill an innocent child, then Satan has won. The enemy has won. And it's not that the enemy wants abortion. That's not really it. The enemy wants us to disobey God. And so as Alan Keyes has pointed out, Satan would be happy to end abortion worldwide. Just get everyone to agree to one abortion. Just get everyone to agree to one abortion. It's like Adam and Eve disobeying God in the garden. And then you disobey God and you've set yourself up as an enemy of God. Even if killing one child could cure the whole world of every disease, it would be wrong to do so. But it just so happens that When they have killed children and used their body parts, they harvest their body parts for scientific research, which is like Mengele, Joseph Mengele, the Nazi so-called doctor, mad scientist. So you don't kill kids to harvest their body parts to do scientific research and clinical tests. But when they do, they backfire. And there has been tremendous success with adult stem cells, that is from the umbilical cord, or from any human being, a teenager, an adult, or a child. They're all called adult stem cells. And, for example, there is a rare form of blindness where they've taken stem cells from the patient and coated the inside of contact lenses with these stem cells, put them in the patient's eyes, and within a few days they can see. That's the kinds of things that are happening. And so now here, in this trial, 25 heart attack patients received a treatment of their own stem cells, and the average success was that they received a 50% reduction in their scar tissue compared with the poor slobs in the study who received no stem cells. The control group, they, of course, had no reduction in scar tissue. And so this is the beginning. This is the first small study, which even this is in three phases. So this has been going on for a year. Now they're going to start phase two, phase three, but the success in this initial round tells the researchers that they need much larger studies looking for much more broad success indicators. And eventually, perhaps, being able to grow an entire new heart. I mean, that's on the horizon, and that's with adult stem cells. And so when we air our programs on Fridays, Real Science Friday, and we look at all the misinformation put out by evolutionists and atheists, including regarding the human genome, our DNA, and our genes, 20,000 genes, and how that compares to animals. And they say, look, we're so similar to chimps, and how superficial and naive that all has been. Because it turns out that massive chunks of the human genome have been found in the kangaroo genome. Massive chunks, including so many of our genes that are virtually identical in kangaroos. And they're in the same order. They could be in any order. They're in the same order in the kangaroo genome, in the kangaroo's DNA. It's blowing away the minds of the scientists down in Australia. I mean, they never expected this. So the evolutionists would say we're very close to chimps, but maybe we're closer to kangaroos. After all, what animals in the whole animal kingdom, what animals box? Right? People box, kangaroos box. We must be closer to kangaroos. And then you have worms that have 20,000 genes, 20,000. And how many genes do human beings have? 20,000. How could that be? You've got the sponge where 70% of the genes, the genetic material genes in sponges, are the same as in humans. How could that be? What are we, 70% like a sponge? And then it turns out the Y chromosome of chimpanzees is dramatically different than the human Y chromosome. Shocking evolutionist scientist who did the research saying it was horrifying how different it is because it was only 70% similar. So what? In the Y chromosome, we're like as far from a chimp as we are from a sponge overall. So how does this relate to stem cells and embryonic stem cells? Well, while we have 20,000 genes, and so do kangaroos, and so do worms, at least roundworms. Roundworms have 20,000 genes. It turns out that evolutionists used to say, the atheist, that 90-some percent of our DNA was all junk. It had no function. We had 20,000 genes, and the rest was all junk. And I debated this back in the 90s against a leading scientist, anti-creation scientist, Dr. Eugenie Scott. We sell that debate on DVD. You can get it from us. In fact, it would help support our telethon because we do need your support to stay on the internet at kgov.com for another year. It's Bob Debates an Evolutionist on Junk DNA. And I said to Dr. Eugenie Scott, I said, don't you think we still are at the very beginning of our learning regarding genetics? And she said, we know everything we need to know to determine that this is all junk. Oops. Score one for the pastor, zero for the scientist. Because now it turns out that in addition to our 20,000 genes on our DNA, the sections of the DNA that code for proteins, there's about a million more sections, they're estimating, a million more that are regulatory sections of our DNA that are important in the development and maintenance of a human being. About a million more. So they missed it by a little, a million. And much of that regulation, genetic regulation, occurs in the womb from fertilization, conception, through the early stages of the growth of the blastocyst and the zygote, the embryo, and the fetus. As that baby is growing, there are extraordinary regulatory functions that are providing the path by which you take in nutrients and you come out with a baby that's born 9 months later. So when scientists are using embryonic stem cells instead of adult stem cells, what they're running into is the explosion of regulatory activity that God designed an embryo to go through in order to build an entire body. And so we can understand, because we are personhood activists, and because we study the evidence for God as our creator, we're uniquely positioned to understand why the embryonic stem cell research doesn't work well and why the adult stem cell research works so well. We're uniquely positioned to understand that. And this is so very important. You know, the Republicans out in California, led by Arnold Schwarzenegger, how much did they raise in tax dollars with a statewide initiative vote? It was billions of dollars not to invest in stem cell research generally, but to invest in embryonic stem cell research. So California, sort of like Barack Obama throwing money away by the billions for green energy projects that are useless, in California, they did the same thing, led by their Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, throwing away billions of dollars for political reasons, for embryonic research, to shake their fist at God and say, oh yeah, watch us. We'll do what we want to do. So this is exciting news. Bloomberg is reporting this, that scarred heart tissue now is being mended with stem cell therapy. This is just startling. It's tremendous, but also it's done with adult stem cells. It's not done with embryonic stem cells. So here on Bob Benyart Live, how many years has it been that we've been warning people about embryonic stem cells and telling people that the effort, the research, the clinical trials should only occur with adult stem cells? Very similar to warning people about abortion and breast cancer, because our worldview enables us to spot the bias and the lies. Not that we're infallible. Of course not. Is anybody here infallible? Anybody out there? I'm looking in the studio audience. Anybody? That guy with the hat? Is he infallible? He looks infallible. He's not infallible. We're all in. My wife is infallible. No, she's not infallible. Of course we're fallible. We're human beings. We're not Jesus Christ. We're not the Creator God. But when you have a Christian biblical worldview that you exercise daily, you gain insights and you can see where the lies are. And you can see the motivation for the lies when they try to cover up and distort all the studies that say that abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer, or that embryonic stem cell research is dangerous. And they say, no, it's not. Well, look at all the studies. That doesn't matter. And the morality tells us it's wrong to do regardless of whether or not killing one baby would save the whole world. It's still wrong. So this heart disease, I'm interested in this. We have heart disease in my family. My grandmother died of a heart attack, my mother's mother. My father died. He was young. You know, the older you get, the older young gets. My father died at 53, and I think that's young. I used to think that was old, but now I'm 53. So I think 53 is pretty young. I mean, I go skiing with my wife and kids. They snowboard. They're really young. But 53 seems young, but my dad died of a heart attack at 53, and I have to confess, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, I guess, when it comes to, you know, thoughts about heart disease and heart attacks. In fact, I'm going to tell a story because it relates to a caller we had about a week ago who was saying, you know, this is all about money and all we do is ask for money. And at church, all we do is ask for money. And that money is for, you know, to make us rich here at Bob and Yurt Live. And we're very rich. I mean, we're wealthy because of our salvation through Jesus Christ, our friends, our family, our children, my wife Cheryl and I, our marriage, our parents. We're wealthy. And financially, you know, we have a wonderful life, even though the bank owns everything for the most part. So, but we have a wonderful life, but we do struggle. And I'm going to give an example, because it ties into heart disease, and this is a very exciting study for me to hear about. But now people hearing this are going to think I'm crazy, and you're going to be right. I am crazy, but it's the world we live in. 2 weeks ago, we went skiing with our kids on a Thursday and came home, went to bed, and 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with extreme chest pain. Just, it was extreme. And so I got out of bed and I was headed to the restroom and I got lightheaded, cold sweats, pain in my right arm, pain all through my chest, and I collapsed. I passed out. And my wife heard me and got out of bed and was calling me to wake up and nudging me, and I woke up and I said, honey, what's going on? I thought I was in bed. I was shocked that I was out of bed on the floor. I bruised my knee when I fell. And so I told her the symptoms I had. And I said, I might be having a heart attack. That's what she thought. So she got me dressed. We got in the van and drove to the hospital. What's that hospital on 38th and Kipling there? Exempla Lutheran Medical Center. So we went to the emergency room, and I wouldn't let her bring me in. We sat in the van for 2 hours, from 2:30 to 4:30 in the morning. Now, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. You have a heart attack, you got to go in and get the test for the troponin and EKG and all that. Well, we don't have great health insurance here. We don't have any health insurance here. I have some health insurance that my family, we pay for. There's a $10,000 deductible per person per year. And about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I thought I was having a heart attack. Again, extreme muscle pain. We went to the emergency room, and it cost us about $6,000. And it was just a muscle spasm. 5 years ago, the same thing happened a second time. And I thought, what are you going to do? You got to go, even though you're going to pay through the nose. So we went, and it cost, I think it cost $8,000. And it was muscle spasms. My heart was fine. You know, they put the scope in through your leg. That's the Rolls-Royce study. What is that called? An angiogram. And that cost us like $8,000, whatever the insurance paid, and we had to pay, you know, so much of it. And so this time, now our deductible's $10,000. You know, it goes up. It doesn't go down for us. So I thought, no, I'm going to go to a clinic in the morning, and I'm going to ask them, you know, those urgent care clinics. And they say, if you're having a heart attack, don't go to the clinic. Go right to the emergency room. Well, I know that. And I went to the clinic and I said, I'd like an EKG and a blood test for troponin, because that's the enzyme that is released if you have a heart attack. And through the damaged tissue, that troponin only normally is in your heart. If you have a heart attack, it leaks out into the bloodstream. So that's one way to tell. So it cost us, I don't know what it cost, $300 about. And the EKG was fine and the troponin was negative. And the doctor said, actually, he's a physician's assistant. And he said, next time you go to the emergency room. I said, all right, doc, I'll do my best. And it's so easy for everybody to say, you got to go to the emergency room. That's easy to say. But when you still have three kids at home and bills and lousy health insurance, you know, eventually you could lose your house if you keep misdiagnosing. So anyway, in Israel, they have Sense of Heart, a home diagnostic test, which is tremendous. And it uses one drop of blood. In order to do a troponin blood test in a hospital in America here, they take like two vials of blood from you. In Israel, they've been selling this for over a year. It's very effective, and it's done with one drop of blood because they developed a filter system to filter out the red blood cells, because the troponin doesn't go in the red blood cells. It's in the fluid in your blood. So they filter out those cells, and what they have left is concentrated enough to give them a reading. But thanks to the federal government and the FDA, you know, they are doing stings and raids on raw milk farms in Pennsylvania, but it could be many years before a test like that is available here in this country. And that's too bad. But liberals will say, well, you're against government health care because you're rich. You do a radio show. You're wealthy. You do this show just so you could be wealthy. Like, man, I'm just taking the wrong approach. If that's my goal, I'm really blowing it. So our goal is to teach people that there is a God. And I'm not him and you're not him. There is a God. He made us. And he is revealed to us through our conscience and through the scriptures, right and wrong. And he said, thou shalt not kill. And children are innocent. And if you kill an innocent child, you make yourself an enemy of God. And there will be great consequences in this life and in the next. And so we're battling online these atheists over in England at League of Reason as I debate Aaron Ra. Reminds me of that Egyptian god by the power of Ra. Aaron Ra and the whole contingent of atheists and evolutionists over at this leagueofreason.uk, it's from Britain, they're soft tissue deniers. They're all denying that there's dinosaur soft tissue. That's been confirmed by every peer-reviewed scientific journal that's significant in the topic area, because they're afraid. They're afraid of what it means to have soft tissue from dinosaurs. So whatever the issue is, whether it's about history or law, morality, marriage, family, how to conduct your life, theology, as we study God's word and we exercise a Christian worldview every day, day in and day out, we become more wise than the average person who is not looking to the Lord on a regular basis. And we have insights that will not only lead us to proper public policy, but to healthy relationships. And so this is real exciting, this yet another advance with adult stem cells. And every time that should remind us why we need to fight against the use of embryonic stem cells. And then we have our telethon here at Bob and Yurt Live, where now the last I heard, we were at $9,700. And so as far as I know, we've been stuck there for about 24 hours. But I have here in my hand Greg Jackson's book, We Won't Get Fooled Again, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong and How to Make America Right Again, by Greg Jackson and Steve Dace. And Greg very graciously donated and signed 10 copies of his book. And he said, if anyone gives $100 or more to the Bob and Yurt Live Telethon, that he'd like us to offer this as a gift. And boy, we'd be thrilled to do that. I tell you, just reading Steve Baldwin's chapter is worth the price of the book. It's just a stunning, stunning revelation from the inside of the Christian right in America. And then our Bible studies here, we have Bible studies on DVD and Bible studies that are audio that you could either download or get from us on MP3 CDs. We also have our sermons available on audio, CDs, or DVD. And these resources are so fun to study the Bible, to equip ourselves, to be prepared to give an answer to those who ask about the hope that is within us, but not only there, to have great marriages and raise godly children and to learn what it means to be a good influence on those around us, from neighbors right through to the culture, to the whole world. And so we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we really need your help to continue. So I'd ask you if you could call us 800-8-N-YURT, 1-800-836-9278. Or if you can't get through, our website, kgov.com. You could read about the telethon. You could click on the store or donate and help out. It's so very important. Hey, may God bless you.